The Mind Aware, 736.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset. That helps you to break through limiting beliefs, helps you make more money, helps you build your business, helps you get more clients. Oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm Dana Wild and I am your host. And if you want a jolt of happiness every morning, a jolt that helps you build your business, make more money, all those good things, then check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter at danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A, danawild.com/mantra. Did I mention it's free? You'll love it. It gives you a little happy every day. So today, on the opposite end of the happy spectrum, we're going to talk about taxes. Ugh, like that's the feeling you get when I even say the word, isn't it? And that's the point. We had somebody write in, and what she said, actually, this name could be a he or she, I'm unsure. So what this person said was, the thought of doing my taxes makes my stomach churn, plus I shut down. And that's what happens, isn't it, when we get those things that are quote unquote have to's. We do not only kind of feel sick, but we almost feel like we just can't even make ourselves do it. It's like moving in quicksand. So you get that pit in your stomach, you get that sick feeling, and then you try to even do it, and it's like everything takes so much longer. Like that is the whole point. That's the whole point of this whole show. And so, of course, our advice, most of the time, every day, nearly all the time, almost every episode, is do what feels good. Do the things that bring you joy. Make your money that way. Do the business tasks that you're good at, that light you up, all that stuff. And still there are some quote-unquote have-tos, right? We hope that there are fewer and fewer and fewer, but I think we can all agree that taxes is one of those things that it's important to get done. And many people would say, well, hire them out or have somebody else do them. And that's great advice, right? I don't dispute that advice. Even when you hire them out and give them to somebody to do, there are certain things you have to do to give to that person. And so this is something that really, it behooves you to deal with this from a mindset level. Because there are other things that some of us might consider have-tos. You know, sometimes we have, let's say, family gatherings that maybe you have a family where it's not a very nice environment and you kind of dread going to things. Or maybe there's funerals where it's, you know, socially acceptable that you be there, but that's not your thing, but you kind of want to be there to support the people. So sometimes we're torn. Like we have these things where we say, yes, let's just 100% follow our joy and only do the things we love. And then on the other hand, sometimes there are things where we kind of say, I've got to find a way to do this. I've got to find a way to do this thing. It's important to do it. So you already know what I'm going to say, don't you? If you have something that you think you're going to, quote unquote, have to do, you can either do it the painful way or you can do it the train your brain way. So if you have to do it, then you have to do it. You're going to do it, right? So the question is, how do you want to do it? And luckily, I mean, you wrote because you are aware and you want to do it the train your brain way. You want to feel better about it. You want to make it more enjoyable. And if you can make it more enjoyable, then you know it will get done faster. It will get done more accurately. It will be easier to do all of those good things. So, of course, we all are in agreement that we don't want to do it the painful way. We want to do it the train your brain way. So how do you do that? Anything that you see as a have to that you aren't really wanting to do, how do you do it? Well, I'm sure you know This has to do with changing your thinking about it. Because when you are in the mode where you have that feeling of ugh and that pit in your stomach, you're thinking thoughts like, ugh, I don't want to do this. Oh, this is going to be a drag. I hate doing this. How can I force myself to do this? I don't want to do this. This is going to take hours. This is going to take so long to do this. It's going to take so long. I can't even stand the thought of doing it. How am I going to make myself do this? I wish I could quit avoiding this. I know I have to get it done. I feel so guilty every day. Like, I can't even say, what did I say? Maybe 8 sentences there. And don't you just start to feel down? And you feel less and less and less like you want to do it. And so the alternative is priming your brain so you think differently about it. When you prime your brain intentionally so that you think differently about it, then you will automatically generate different emotions. So the first thing I do if I end up in a situation like this is I ask myself 2 questions. The first question I ask myself is, how will you feel when it's done? How will I feel when it's done? How will you feel when it's done? And the second question is, who will I become in the process of doing it? So who will you become in the process of doing it? How will you feel when it's done? Who will you become in the process of doing it? So in the case of taxes, obviously, you're going to have statements like relieved, happy, thrilled. Who am I going to become? I'm going to become somebody who is on top of their money, is on top of their books, is financially astute, right? So you start thinking about these things, even saying those words, right? Those few words, don't they make you feel a little bit like a little bit of a lift emotionally? Financially astute, good with my money, good money manager, on top of things. I'm on top of things. So when you kind of have that feeling of who you're going to become and how you're going to feel when it's done, now you're ready to start thinking about it proactively and thinking about it different. You're ready to start priming your brain, training your brain, thinking about it differently so that you have a different emotional response to doing it. So tax time comes up. You know you have to do your taxes. You bust yourself when you have that feeling of like, ugh, this is going to take so long. Like, we have to get good at busting ourselves, right? So then, like most of us do, we go cancel, cancel, pop, pop. And then we go, okay, I'm not going to do cancel, cancel, pop, pop. I'm going to actually be proactive and think positive thoughts and think the things in that I want to become, think the sentences that generate the positive emotion. So I'm going to practice now and I'm going to try to say those sentences and I'm going to say things like, okay, I haven't felt good about doing taxes in the past, but I'm ready to start thinking differently, right? So, but negates everything that comes before it. Power word. Love that word, but. It's a power word in the English language. It only allows your brain to hear what comes after it. I haven't been good with doing my taxes in the past, but I'm looking forward to being different. I'm looking forward to shifting my thinking around this. I'm looking forward to shifting my thinking about money. I like the idea of being better with my finances. I have spent some time now not feeling like a real business owner. I kind of feel sometimes like I've been, quote unquote, playing at business. And I like the idea that doing my taxes and working on my financial paperwork, it's one of the times when I feel like I'm actually a real business owner. I'm really doing this for real and I'm taking it seriously. And I like being a good money manager and I'm open to being better with this. I'm open to learning how to be a good money manager and I'm ready to make that shift. I like the idea of being someone who's financially astute. I like the idea of being an example of a successful, stable business owner. And I know doing this and getting good at this is one of the things that will help me to feel that way. And I like the idea of being aware and on top of things. And I'm open to being responsible. And I'm open to being a good money manager. And I'm open to learning more and more about this. And I know it makes me feel so good to be on top of things and study about money and understand how things work. And I love that when I come from this emotional standpoint, it goes so quickly and it feels so good. And I'm loving the idea of really stepping into who I fully am as a business owner. I really love the idea of being a financially stable, astute, on top of my books, good money manager, business owner. I love the sound of that. I love the becoming of that. I'm ready to become that. I'm ready to be that person. It's time now. You know, I've had some time now where I've been puttering around and I've been not really taking this maybe as seriously as I should. And I'm ready now to take this seriously and be that person and step into this role. It's exciting to think about that. I'm becoming a new person and I'm becoming that person who's good with money and who's financially astute and a good money manager. And I like this story and I like this idea of this being the new me. I like this idea of it being as easy as priming my brain, training my brain, talking to myself differently, getting the different emotional momentum, getting the emotional momentum around being a good money manager, because I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to be this person who's on top of these things. Right? You get that? Doesn't it feel good when you say those sentences? And don't you get to the point where you hear those sentences so much that you almost want to go, gosh, I wish Dana was done with this podcast so I could go work on my taxes, right? Like you get where you get fired up. And we were only doing that for what, maybe 2 minutes? Write down those sentences that feel good to you that we just did. Create your own that feel good and read them. Read them through a few times and then memorize them and then practice them and then play with them and get good at tweaking them and seeing if you can shift your emotion higher and higher and higher and higher. And you know what? Don't even try to take action. Just keep saying those sentences and saying those sentences and saying those sentences and thinking those sentences and thinking those sentences and reading them and reading them. And you know what? You won't be able to hold yourself back from action. You will go from where you are now to the point where you're actually looking forward to doing your paperwork, because you know what? It represents who you are now. It represents the new you. And you've totally got this.